Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm going to make a statement. The statement is this: streams of income. When I say streams of income, what pops in your mind? Do you think about the beautiful babbling brook with the flowing waters going over the polished rocks in a serene setting, and that water is filled with very catchable trout? Well, that's the stream part anyhow. But what about the income part? What comes to mind when you think about income? I'm giving you a moment to think that through. And now what I want you to do is combine it all together. Streams of income. What comes to your mind when I say streams of income? Now, you might be thinking about your job or your profession. You know, that place where you trade your valuable time and your valuable skills for money, doing something for somebody else that either can't do it for themselves or they just won't do it for themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. Or maybe you're self-employed, in which case you're probably thinking about all of your individual clients and the fact that by doing the work that you do for them or providing the goods and services to them, it creates streams of income for you. Well, let me take it one step further. I was actually having a conversation with a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. The guy's name is Michael, in case you were wondering. And he brought up the concept of having multiple streams of income coming into our households every month. He said he was finding a lot of information about it on the internet. There were all kinds of arguments out there that stated that in order to become classified as, get this, a millionaire, most of the documents that he read said you need to have 7 different income stream sources. That means money coming in from all kinds of different places. I personally have 14 streams of income. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what's going on in my world. And the majority of those income streams are coming from investments that I made in real estate. So I guess the question I have is, because I have 14, does that make me a millionaire? And I think the answer is not really. I think what makes me a millionaire is the fact that I have equity in those real estate investments. And it is that compilation of that equity that creates wealth for me. The income streams are allowing me to live my lifestyle as I see fit. There is no end to the potential for me to increase those income streams in the future by adding additional investments. That's the path that I'm following. And depending on where you look, there are people out there that will tell you that your income streams need to come from, like Michael pointed out, 7 different sources. And they also say this, they say those sources must be diversified. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I actually believe what Warren Buffett taught us so many years ago, and he still says it. He said, diversification is really a thing called diversification, or as he put it, a hedge against ignorance. See, Buffett believes that it's okay to put all of your eggs into one basket, but you need to make sure that nobody disturbs your basket. So along those lines, I have the majority of my eggs in the real estate investment basket. Now, if you're really hung up on diversification, well, I actually diversify within my real estate portfolio. I own real estate assets in a lot of different places. So I diversify geographically so that, you know, if by chance a property that I own in Houston gets impacted if a hurricane hits, I'm going to be okay because the other properties that I own are not in Houston. And even if that happens, we've got the right insurance coverages on the property that we're really not going to be damaged. It's a good thing. You know, I read an additional article that said the most common streams of income that most people have, and in many cases the only stream of income that they have, was in the form of earned income. Now, earned income is the money you get from performing your job or your profession or through self-employment. Ironically, the second stream of income that most families have is based on the fact that your spouse also works. Therefore, they're providing your household with that second stream of income. So how do you get to that magic number of seven if you believe seven is the right number? I don't know that seven is really the right number. I think seven is merely a target. I think there's a completely different way you need to approach this. And you need to not be hung up on the concept of, well, I'm going to be a millionaire, or I'm going to be this, or I'm going to be that. I think what you have to do is take a step back and reevaluate what you're doing. And we come back from the break, I'm going to break it down for you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, we're talking about the concept of streams of income. And there's a lot of information flying around on the internet. Some of the information's good. A lot of it, not so much. So you have to qualify what you're looking at, what you're reading. You also have to take into consideration the premise from which the author stands. In other words, you know, are they talking about a particular thing that could create a stream of income for you because they're trying to sell you a service. My point is, there is some great stuff out there, but you have to be cautious dealing with the not so great stuff to find the really great stuff. But in my first segment of the show, I was telling you about a discussion that Michael and I had, and it was revolving around this concept that you have to have 7 streams of income in order to become a millionaire. And, you know, I thought it was kind of an interesting concept. And one of the things that I found was this: the majority of people in America have 1 or 2, possibly 3 streams of income. And here's what they are. You're probably working. If you're married, your spouse is probably working. So for you married folks, or for those of you that are living with your boyfriends or girlfriends, whatever you do, chances are both of you are providing an income stream to the household. Now, some of you may have money sitting in a savings account, and maybe that savings account pays you interest. It's not a lot of money. Trust me, I've got a lot of money sitting in savings accounts, and when I look at what my bank pays me every month, it's kind of like, why bother? But that is technically a stream of income. Now, I don't count it because it is an insignificant stream of income. But the arguments that I read all seem to conclude that having 7 streams of income is really the right number. But is it really the right number? I mean, is it the right number for you? You might be thinking, well, I'm going to have to go out and get myself another job just to get to number 3. And I really think that that number is, again, just a target. There's actually a more important number that you need to achieve. And it has nothing to do with the number of income streams that you possess. It has everything to do with the income streams themselves and what those income streams provide for you and your family. See, I'm talking about something called passive income. Passive income streams are absolutely vital for you to have if you plan to make a significant difference in your life. See, passive income is money that flows into your home office based on your efforts to correctly invest your money. It's called passive income because you are not fully engaged 24/7, 365 days a year, trying to create that income. Because you've invested your money correctly, you are creating ongoing revenue streams that you can use for whatever purpose you desire. Now, some of you are saying, man, I'm stuck on this passive income stuff. I'm not 100% clear on what that is. No problem. I did the research for you. According to Bankrate.com, they say that passive income includes regular earnings from a source other than an employer or a contractor. So what they're saying is that's kind of what I said in the first segment when I started off the show. You're trading your valuable time and your valuable skills for money that you earn by performing a job for somebody else. So what I did was I looked at how the IRS defines passive income. And the IRS says it can come from 2 sources: rental property or business in which one does not actively participate, such as being paid book royalties or maybe stock dividends. Kind of interesting, huh? How the IRS would say real estate investing is a primary source. Well, they don't really say it's a primary source, but they say it's one of the 2 sources that generates passive income. And the IRS would know. They know all about how we earn our monies. You know, there are other places you can earn passive income from. You know, like I mentioned earlier, you could have money on deposit with your bank, or you could choose to lend your money to other people, which allows you to earn interest on that money. But let me go back to the concept of the seven income streams. You know, everything that I've read regarding this concept talks about reaching the millionaire status, but not one of them, not one article that I read, talked about the singular most important concept. It's called retirement. You see, society has programmed us to work until we're in our 60s, maybe even our 70s, to save money into a retirement account and to take our Social Security benefits as late in life as possible. All with the notion that by doing those things, you will have a comfortable retirement. But I think society has it all wrong. I do. I absolutely think it's absolutely backwards. See, retirement isn't an age. It's really a number. And more specifically, it's a financial number. I know people in their 20s and 30s that are retired because they learned how to correctly invest in real estate. And by making those correct investments, they accelerated retirement for themselves. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you how they did it. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live, online, free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about creating multiple streams of income. And what spurred all this off was a conversation that I had with Michael, who's a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. And we were talking about this notion that if you have seven different income streams, that's what is required to make you a millionaire. And I don't necessarily think that's absolutely accurate. I think what causes you to become a millionaire is having equity and assets. And it is that retained equity that creates wealth. And I also think that the concept that society gave you, they gave it to me too. And trust me, I followed it. I did exactly as I was told. Is that you're going to work until you're in your 60s. You're going to put money into a quote unquote retirement account because you're going to try and save your way to retirement. And when you get to the later stages of life, you would take your Social Security benefits as late in life as possible, thereby foregoing any income at a certain point, knowing that if you take it later in life, you could get additional money. Yeah. And I think it's broken. I absolutely believe it's broken. I think that retirement really needs to be a financial number. Retirement shouldn't be an age. It really shouldn't. Because it's not working. Millions of our fellow citizens are getting to the quote unquote age of retirement every year. And unfortunately, they're finding that they are financially ill-equipped to stop working and do something else with their life. More and more of our fellow citizens are finding that they have to work later in life. And you've seen them. I mean, when you go to the grocery store, you see people that are older than you are working in that grocery store. And the majority of them are not working there because they really love the work. They're working there because the income stream that that job provides is the difference between them living somewhat of a lifestyle and not living any kind of lifestyle. See, I think what you need to do is you need to kind of morph these concepts together. I think what you need to do is you need to understand the power of passive income. I think you need to understand that by correctly investing your money into assets that produce spendable income on a monthly or quarterly basis, that by doing all of that and increasing the number of assets that you own, thereby increasing the number of streams of income that you're producing, that's the secret. You know, Andrew Carnegie, he was a billionaire from like 100 years ago. He famously said that 90% of millionaires got their wealth by investing in real estate. Now, whether you believe that statement or not is really immaterial. Real estate has a proven track record of creating income streams and wealth. And it's not just for the uber wealthy. It's for people like you and me. I believe that retirement actually occurs in your life when you have enough passive income streams coming into your household. And that the total of those passive income streams meets or exceeds your ordinary household expenses. When you've gotten there, you've achieved retirement. You don't have to go back to work unless you want to go back to work. We have a lot of members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have achieved retirement who choose to keep working because they like what they're doing. Or they switch gears and they go do something else that they enjoy more. Maybe they take a lesser paycheck, but they get more satisfaction out of what they're doing. Isn't that what life is really supposed to be about? Isn't it really supposed to be about doing the things that you desire to do? But unfortunately, you and I've been there, done that. We got on this train ride that said you're going to work for 35, 40, 45 years. And that if you do that and you do what society tells you to do, you're going to be just fine. And I don't believe that to be true. See, I think it all boils down to knowing what it costs you to live your lifestyle. And I think you need to do a deep dive into your expenditures. Do you really need a 5,000 square foot house when there are two of you living in that property? And maybe your ego says, yes, I must have it. But is that really wise? Well, if it supports your lifestyle, then yeah, it's wise. But if it doesn't, why are you living there? Why are you paying the costs associated with maintaining and operating that large of a household? These are some things you need to like kind of peel back the onion on and think about. And while you're doing that, you need to learn how to develop enough passive income streams that meet or exceed your cost of living. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. You know, in the last segment, I told you that we have members in Lifestyles Unlimited, that's the organization that I belong to, that taught me how to correctly invest in real estate so that I could change the path that I was on and get myself to a place of retirement much faster than I thought I was going to get there while I was trying to do it all on my own, following society's guidance. And they started, every one of them started by getting a qualified education in how to properly invest in real estate, both single family and multifamily real estate. Now, we didn't teach them how to invest in other forms of commercial real estate. We believe the bread and butter for investing in real estate is in the residential arm of it. Because at the end of the day, and if coronavirus has not taught us anything, it has taught us this. People need a place to live. They don't necessarily always need a place to work or a place to shop, but they do need a place to live. And many of those people who have a place to live are also utilizing that space as their office because they're all telecommuting, which just solidifies the concept that residential income producing real estate is the way to go. We come back from the break. I'm going to give you some examples of how you can do this and get started.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about creating streams of passive income. And what's important about that is the concept that by investing your money correctly, those investments can produce income streams that you can use to live off of. And it's not tied to a certain age group. I mean, you can start investing at any age, well, of legal age, and you can make a difference in your life. Now, a lot of you've been putting money into the so-called retirement plans that are out there. And what you're doing is you're saving your way to retirement. Now, I'm looking at a MSN.com article talking about how much people have actually put away for retirement. And I'll tell you, the numbers that I'm looking at are not very good. I'm almost embarrassed to share with you what these averages are that they're reporting. Here's one. The average savings by those in the age group of 55 to 64. According to a Federal Reserve study of consumer finances, this was performed a little while ago, found that Americans between the age of 55 and 64 had an average savings account balance of about $45,000. $45,000. The average retirement savings account for a person between the ages of 50 and 59 in 2019 was $174,100. And of course, what all of these articles are doing is they're encouraging you to take advantage of whatever catch-ups might be out there and all these other things. But if you really sit down and do the math, how long can you live off of $174,100? And I'll be honest with you, I don't even know if that's the right number because I've looked at other articles and depending on who I use as a source, I get a different result. So I think it's important for you to figure out how to repurpose your money. Because if you're saving your way to retirement and you have $174,000, we'll just use that number, in savings, and you decide, okay, that's it, I'm done working, or I'm just tired, I can't work anymore, it hurts too much, or whatever your reason for stepping away from that source of income, you have to look at where your money's going to come from. Now, some of you are banking on Social Security. So what does that pay you? I think my Social Security account thing that I got earlier in this year said that if I were to retire today, they would pay me about $2,500 a month in benefits based on my lifetime of working. And that doesn't work for me because my cost of living in my household is around $7,500 per month. So I would be upside down by $5,000 if I were relying on Social Security. Now, fortunately for me, I'm not relying on Social Security. The way I look at Social Security is that it is a bonus that might be out there somewhere in the future, but I'm not banking on it. But let's say you had that $174,100 and you decide to stop working. And let's say your average cost, let's say you do a better job of managing your household than I do. Maybe it's only $4,000 to do what it takes for you to live your lifestyle. If you started drawing down that $174,100 by $4,000 per month, you could go for about 43 and a half months before you ran out of money. Now, 43 and a half months is less than 4 years. So you need to plan accordingly. And then when that money runs out, where are you going to get your money from? Maybe what you'll have to do at that point, if you get $2,500 from Social Security, is adjust your lifestyle downward again so that you can live within your means. See, I think what you should do with that $174,100 is I think you need to get yourself educated on how to invest in real estate. And then you need to take that money and deploy it into real estate assets that you acquire, you renovate, you make pristine for somebody that wants to live in that home because you've made a great property out of it, and they are more than willing to pay you fair market rents for that property. Because trust me, it's better than anything else that they have seen in the marketplace. And I know this because I was a renter at more than one point in my life. And when you have that property producing passive income for you, you can use that money however you want. And what's different than what you're doing now, see, what you're doing now is you're putting money into those accounts. And maybe it's coming out of your paycheck before you even see it. And that money's just going into an investment account, which, you know, may or may not be growing. It's not paying you every month, because any proceeds that that account makes have to go back into that account. That's the way the rules are. But if you took that money out, and yeah, you're going to have to pay taxes. You're going to pay taxes one way or the other. And yeah, for those of you under 59 and a half, there is a 10% penalty. But to be honest with you, we have vendors in our Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program that can help you avoid that legally. There are ways to do it. It doesn't work for everybody, but it does work for a good portion of people. So you take that money out and you start buying real estate assets. And you start owning and operating those real estate assets. And let's say those real estate assets produce $400 a month in passive income. You only need 10 houses in order to get to $4,000 a month in passive income. And if that's what it takes for you to support your family, you've retired yourself. You're golden. Here's a deal that came across my desk just this morning. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath property in the greater San Antonio area. It's about 1,200 square feet. It's an older property. It was built in 1955. Doesn't look bad in the pictures that were sent. You can buy the property for $80,000. And when you do it the way we teach you how to do it, you're not putting $80,000 into this deal. And when you get the property renovated it's going to be worth $135,000. You're going to capture about $10,000 worth of equity in this property. And this particular property, based on what comparable rents are going for a property that has been fully fixed up, after you pay your associated costs with owning that property and operating that property, conservatively, it should be producing about $450 a month in passive income. And if you do it the way that we teach you how to do it, your total out-of-pocket to acquire that asset is about $18,000. So doing the mental gymnastics, I would say that if you traded in that $174,100 retirement account and started buying real estate now, you could easily get 7, maybe 8 properties. And then if you decide you're going to continue to work, you take the money that comes from those properties, you accumulate it so that you can buy property number 9 and property number 10. Maybe you're done. Maybe you keep going. I don't know. It's your life, man. You got to live it. I'm just telling you that there is a completely different approach to what you're doing. And we teach that approach. That's what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. We're a real estate investor, education, and mentoring company. Those are the two things that we do, and we do it extremely well. We've got over 50,000 members worldwide. We're in multiple countries. Yeah, we have investors that live in other countries that invest in the United States legally. You need to think about changing the path that you're on. And don't be worried about whether or not you've got the magic 7 streams of income. Because 7, just a number. The real number is the income that you produce by getting your money to start working for you and on your behalf. That's the real secret. That's how we do it. Hey, if you want to find out how to get started, join us by going to free workshop. Livestream.com, that's free workshop, livestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.